Hello?
Hello, this is Will calling from Opinion Research on behalf of our client, the International Union of Bricklayers and Allied Craft Workers. I'm looking to speak to Edward Ryder.
Yes, speaking.
Edward, just so you know, I'm not selling you anything and I'm not asking for any donations. I just want to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation and local communities. Do you have a couple minutes to spare?
Sure.
Thank you. To start with, how many years have you worked in the masonry industry? 2 years, 3 to 10, 11 to 25, 26 to 40, 41 plus?
41 plus.
Thank you. And what is your primary branch of the trade? Bricklayer, refractory bricklayer, stonemason, cement mason, plasterer, tile setter, marble mason, mason helper or finisher, tile or marble finisher, terrazzo, mechanic or finisher, PCC restoration?
Bricklayer and like in the mason, outside masonry, and then in the blast furnace.
Okay. On the last job that you worked on, were you a foreman, journey level mechanic, apprentice, finisher, or helper, improver?
Superintendent.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, are you currently working at the trade?
No, retired.
Retire, okay. And before you retire, were you ever unemployed? That is unable to find work?
Yes, I've been unemployed before.
For how many weeks? What was the longest you were unemployed?
Oh, a couple weeks, three, four at the most.
Okay. And yes or no, did you ever find it necessary to work for a non-union contractor?
No.
No, okay, thank you. And yes or no, in the past 12 months, have you ever seriously considered dropping your union membership?
No.
No, thank you. Thinking about what you see in your local community, do you get the sense that there are fewer, more, or about the same number of construction projects?
Less.
Less, okay. And do you get the sense that there are fewer union construction projects? More or about the same?
Less.
Less, okay. And yes or no, do you get the sense that there are enough union craft workers to perform the work on the union projects in your community?
Less.
Less, okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you ever been appointed as a job steward by the union?
Yes.
Before you? Yes, okay. Thank you. Now, more generally speaking about the economy and jobs in the coming 12 months, do you get the sense that there will be more unemployment, about the same, or less unemployment than now?
I'd say probably less.
Less, okay.
Now I'll change that to more.
More? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because not too many people is working on the trade, right?
Right.
Okay, now, looking at your family's economic situation, do you believe that in the next 2 to 3 years it will get worse, get better, or stay about the same?
Worse.
Worse, okay. Now, switching gears a little bit, thinking back to when you used to work before you became retired, which of the following health or safety hazards were you most concerned about? Dust and air quality, COVID-19, fault risks, falling objects, heat and cold, language problem, careless people on the job, unsafe power tools, or you never had no real safety concerns?
Well, the only thing I worried about was asbestos and silicosis.
Okay, thank you. And yes or no, have you attended a union meeting in the past 12 months?
No, they're 100 miles away.
Okay. Have you been involved in the last 12 months in any activities such as union organizing, political canvassing, or picketing? Yes or no?
No. No.
Okay. Thank you. In the last 12 months, how often did a local union representative visit a project that you worked? Oh, no, you retired. Okay. Well,
yeah.
Did a union representative ever visit a project that you worked on? Did they visit
Yes.
regularly, occasionally, or never?
Regularly.
Okay. Now, changing the subject to the world beyond the union, please rank the following news sources from the one that you're most likely to get your news from to the one you are least likely to get your news from. The internet or social media, friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper. Which one do you use the most?
Internet.
Internet. As a second, you use friends and neighbors, cable news, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper?
Cable news.
Cable news. Okay. As a third, do you use friends and neighbors, radio, local TV news programming, print or online newspaper?
Local news.
Local news. Okay. As a fourth, do you prefer friends and neighbors, radio, print or online newspaper?
Some of the online newspaper.
Okay, thank you very much. So radio will be the last source, or?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Next question. Which of the following issues matter most to you right now? Healthcare, support for labor unions, the environment, jobs and the economy, immigration, education, foreign policy, or something else?
Foreign policy.
Okay, thank you. As you may know, BAC supports the application of Davis-Bacon standards to federally financed construction projects. Have you seen, heard, or read anything about the Davis-Bacon Act?
Yes.
Have you heard, read, or know a little bit, a lot, or some?
No, a lot.
Okay. And as you may know, the Davis-Bacon Act ensures payment of prevailing wages to construction workers on federally financed projects. Would you say it is very important, somewhat important, not so important, or not at all important that all federal elected officials support it?
All federal officials support it.
So to you, it's very important that they support it?
Yes.
Okay, now, generally speaking, do you believe the Republican Party or the Democratic Party more strongly supports the prevailing wage protections of the Davis-Bacon Act?
Republican.
Okay. As you may know, the United Auto Workers, also known as the UAW, are currently on strike against GM, Ford, and Stellantis over disputes regarding pay and working conditions. Which side do you support most in this dispute, GM, Ford, or the United Auto Workers?
Neither one.
Neither one? Okay. And please indicate if you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden has done with each of the following. His job as president overall, do you approve or disapprove?
Disapprove.
Somewhat or strongly?
Strongly.
What about with immigration? Do you approve?
Disapprove.
What about foreign affairs?
Disapprove.
What about health care?
Terrible.
What about support for labor unions?
Disapprove.
What about the economy?
Terrible. Disapprove.
Okay. Okay, and do you disapprove or approve of the way Congress is handling this job?
Disapprove.
Strongly?
Strongly.
Are you registered to vote, yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the elections for president and other offices in November 2024? Are you almost certain to vote? Will you probably vote, or you will not vote?
Definitely vote.
Now, if the election for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, for whom would you vote?
Donald Trump.
Donald Trump? Okay, thank you very much. And yes or no, do you find it useful to receive information from your union regarding legislation that affects your career, job opportunities, wages, retirement, security, and safety?
Yes.
Okay. Now, turning back to BAC, B-A-C, how would you rate the overall effectiveness of your local union? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Poor.
Poor, okay. What about the overall effectiveness of the international union? Is it excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Oh, it's fair.
Fair, okay. Thank you. Mm. Now, in your own words, in a small statement, how could the union best improve its representation and service?
More information for locals close to the cities.
More information for locals closer to the city?
Yes, our union representatives are 100 miles away. They're not close anymore. You never know what's going on. You can't go to a meeting. Terrible. We're losing our unions.
Okay. So their information system is terrible.
Terrible.
Thank you. Now, what do you think the union's top priority should be for the rest of the year and next? What is the most important thing the union should be working on? In your own words, in a small statement.
Retirement for the older bricklayers.
Retirement for the older bricklayers. Correct?
Correct.
Okay. What do you mean by that? They need a better plan, better
yes.
Benefits?
Better benefits for the older bricklayers.
Okay. Thank you so much. Now, what is your preferred way to receive information from your union? Mail, union meetings, text messages, email?
Mail and text.
Okay. How often do you hear from your local union regarding legislative and regulatory updates that are important to the BAC? 4 or more times a year, a couple times a year, once a year, or never?
Oh, I receive a monthly,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I would like to ask you a few last questions. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Republican, Democrat, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, okay. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or not a very strong Republican?
Not a very strong. Well, it's
okay.
Not strong Republican, I'll say.
Okay, thank you. And just to make sure we have a representative sample, what is your race? Do you identify as white, Caucasian, black, African-American, Latino, Hispanic, Asian-American, Pacific Islander, Native American, other?
White, Caucasian.
Okay. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name only?
Ed.
Thank you, Ed. You have a blessed evening. I really appreciate
Thank
your
you.
Time and your cooperation.
That's right. Bye. Bye.
Have a blessed one. Bye-bye.